Hi, I'm Francine Michaud. Every week at this time, Chris takes a look at the calendar of events and what's going on around Connecticut. Today's program is made possible by a generous grant from the George A. and Grace L. Long Foundation. I'll begin with an article from the CT Now section of the Hartford Courant for March 23rd. Here are this week's best bets. Chocolate to the rescue. Columbus House hosts its annual Sweet Fundraiser Sunday from 1 to 4 p.m. at the Inn at Middletown, featuring sweet chocolate creations from Fascia's Chocolates, Ion Restaurant, Marjolaine Pastry Shop, Melt Chocolate, Perk on Main, Purple Carrot Foods, Sweet Sage Bakery, and Shudin Chocolates and Confections. Proceeds benefit Middlesex Family Shelter. Admission is $35. For information, call 203-401-4400 or visit the website columbushouse.org/chocolate. A spring preview. Elizabeth Park hosts its annual Spring Greenhouse Show starting Friday and running through March 31st, featuring an array of spring bulbs and plants that include French hyacinths, mascari, tulips, daffodils, pansies, amaryllis, lemon geranium, and Spanish oregano. The plants will be for sale on April 1st from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Show hours are Friday, Saturday, and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Monday to Thursday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. The April 1st show runs from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Customers should bring their own trays or boxes for purchases. For information, visit the website elizabethparkct.org. Spell nerve-wracking. 37 fourth through eighth graders from 27 Connecticut towns will compete in a spelling bee on Monday, starting at 9:30 a.m. in the Hoffman Auditorium at the University of St. Joseph. The bee is free and open to the public. The winner will compete in the Scripps National Spelling Bee, which begins May 28th in Washington, D.C. Antiques shows. Antique lovers have their choice of two shows this weekend. The 44th Annual Connecticut Spring Antiques Show returns to the Hartford Armory from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. Saturday and Sunday. $15, admission free on Sunday if you're under 35. In Manchester, the 55th Annual Antique and Collectible Show is at the Second Congregational Church, 385 North Main Street, on Friday from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. And Saturday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Admission is $5. For information, visit the website ctspringantiquesshow.com and Second Manchester UCC.com. Next to Normal. Next to Normal, which came to the Bushnell in 2011 after winning the Pulitzer Prize and several Tony Awards, concerns bipolar depression, grief, and despair. Theater Works is doing its own fresh production of Next to Normal, which opens Friday and runs through April 30th. Tickets are $60 to $75. For tickets or information, call 860-527-7838 or visit the website theaterworkshartford.org. From the music section, here's some classical news. Music of J.S. Bach, Friday and Saturday at 7:30 p.m., admission $18 to $26, featuring Giacomo Benedetti on harpsichord and the CCSU University Singers with conductor Drew Collins at First Church of Christ Congregational, New Britain, on Friday, and Saints Cyril and Methodius Church, Hartford, on Saturday. For information, visit the website thevirtuosi.org. That's the virtuosi.org. Lenten Chamber Music Series, Sunday at 2 p.m., admission $10. Music for organ and cello, Susan Carroll organ and Kathy Schiano cello, will perform works by women composers Fanny Mendelssohn, Margaretha de Jong, Jean de Messier, and Emma Lou Diemer, as well as works by Bach and Durufle at Asylum Hill Congregational Church, Hartford. For information, visit the website ahcc.org. Musical Club of Hartford's annual Piano Ensemble Day takes place Sunday at 3 p.m. Admission is $5 for general and free for members. Four teams will be presenting music with featured works by Brahms, Schumann, and more at University of Hartford's Lincoln Theater in West Hartford. For information, visit the website hartford.edu. Jerusalem String Quartet, Tuesday at 7:30 p.m., admission $13 to $26. Works by Haydn, Prokofiev, and Beethoven at Yale's Morse Recital Hall in New Haven. For information, visit the website music.yale.edu. Here's what's taking place live at the Kate in Old Saybrook. On March 25th, Aztec Two-Step. Rex Fowler and Neil Schulman have spent a lifetime making music together as the folk rock duo Aztec Two-Step. The duo has performed worldwide, been critically acclaimed in major U.S. newspapers, reviewed in Rolling Stone magazine, and appeared on numerous radio and TV shows, including The King Biscuit Flower Hour and David Letterman. April 6th, Route 66, a musical review. A rip-roaring pedal-to-the-metal road trip down memory lane featuring hits such as Dead Man's Curve, King of the Road, Little Old Lady from Pasadena, 6 Days on the Road, GTO, Fun, 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 I Get Around, and of course, Route 66. April 7th, an evening with Tom Rush, a gifted musician and performer whose shows offer a musical celebration. He helped shape the folk revival of the 60s and renaissance of the 80s and 90s, his music having left its stamp on generations of artists. Tom is accompanied by Matt Nakoa. April 8th, Americano. The dance floor is open. A tribute to the Brian Setzer Orchestra, Stray Cats, and more. Americana brings together great music with finger-snapping, foot-stomping tunes that borrow energy from the sound of vintage rock and roll. April 14th, James Maddock. The songwriter, James Maddock, who has earned the respect of masterful writers such as Bruce Springsteen and Willie Nelson, has built his acclaimed legacy on humbly honoring purity of expression. Born in England, Maddock's music encompasses hints of folk, rock, and Americana. April 15th, Ultimate John Denver Tribute with Ted Vigil. Ted has performed as John Denver with spot-on renditions of the original tunes from coast to coast. He has played twice for John Denver's own Windstar Foundation in Aspen, Colorado. For tickets or information, call 860-510-0453 or visit the website thekate.org. Here's what's happening at the casinos. A wildly inventive walk off the earth. by John Adamian. Even within the realm of our pervasive remix culture, where people take the songs of other artists and reinterpret, recontextualize, repurpose, juxtapose, or otherwise use as source material for some ongoing recombinatory antics, Canada's Walk Off the Earth is doing something that stands out. It's not uncommon to find gag, a cappella versions of pop or genre jamming mashups of hip hop and emo or metal and dance, bluegrass renditions of hip hop, etc. But Walk Off the Earth is made for our fleeting, video-centric appetites. Walk Off the Earth is known for its wildly inventive YouTube covers, which often involve unorthodox instruments or gags like having five musicians play a single guitar to get drums, bass, and melodic lines out of the thing. Walk Off the Earth is sort of like some futuristic art school pastiche of Bare Naked Ladies, OK Go, Weird Al, Pentatonix, the Gregory Brothers, and the Blue Man Group, using a bit of humor, a bit of genius, choreography, precision vocal chops, social media, and DIY theatrical flourishes. The band makes radio hits in its garage using scraps of plastic chimes, foot stomps, and maybe a ukulele. Watch their covers of Adele's Hello or of the Chainsmokers' Closer or of any of the other mega hits that you'll already have memorized just from ambient exposure to pop radio. This band does an impressive job of giving a visual and clever jolt to songs that have otherwise started to recede into the background from overplaying. Walk Off the Earth takes the stage at the Grand Theater at Foxwoods, 350 Trolley Line Boulevard in Mashantucket, on Saturday at 8 p.m. Tickets are $50. For tickets or information, visit the website foxwoods.com. Here's some jazz news. Ooman's Convergence by John Adamian. Eugene Ooman is a composer, pianist, band leader, and jazz educator who works a lot in Vermont and Western Massachusetts. The Convergence Project is the outfit Ooman leads to perform his own compositions, though he can be found playing as a sideman in many other settings. For much of his original music, Ooman blends jazz with elements of traditional Latin music. Ooman lived in Colombia, South America for a time and brings some of that to his own music. He helped build the Vermont Jazz Center in Brattleboro into what it is today. Ooman has plenty of experience making musical connections in the community. He studied forestry and worked in the field in New England before returning to jazz as a focus. Ooman's view of jazz is that it's an accessible language that bubbles up from the chords and scales, a style and tradition with a built-in sense of fluidity and play. Ooman imbues his original music with a sense of dance, history, and classicism. Eugene Ooman's Convergence Project plays the Baby Grand Jazz Series at Hartford Public Library, 500 Main Street, on Sunday at 3 p.m. The concert is free. In more jazz news, Don White performs Friday at 8 p.m. Admission $18. Lisa Bastoni, Naomi Summers, appear Saturday at 8 p.m. Admission $12. It all takes place at Buttonwood Tree in Middletown. For information, visit the website buttonwood.org. Joe Fiedler Quintet performs Friday at 8:30 p.m., admission $20, and 10 p.m., admission $15, at Firehouse 12 in New Haven. For information, call 203-785-0468 or visit the website firehouse12.com. www.thehirschtrio.com. Fred Hirsch Trio performs Friday at 8:30 p.m., admission $40. Dave Liebman Group, Saturday at 8:30 p.m., admission $35, at the Side Door in Old Lyme. For information, call 860-434-2600. Karim Rome Quartet performs Saturday at 2 p.m. in a free concert at Integrity in Music in Wethersfield. For information, call 860-563-4005. Al Fenton Big Band performs Saturday at 7:30 p.m., admission $15, at the New England Carousel Museum in Bristol. Fake Music Ensemble performs Saturday at 8 p.m., admission $10, at Best Video in Hamden. Southern New England High School Jazz Festival takes place Sunday at 1 p.m., admission $10 to $20, at Infinity Hall in Norfolk. For information, call 866-666-6306 or visit the website infinityhall.com. Nita Zarif appears Sunday at 1:30 p.m. in a free concert at the Hartford Public Library in Hartford. Noah Behrman Trio with Matt Wilson performs Sunday at 2 p.m. in a free concert at the Cheshire Public Library in Cheshire. Castlefield Trio performs Sunday at 5:30 p.m. in a free concert at Millwright's in Simsbury. For information, call 860-651-5500. Raoul Midon performs Sunday at 8 p.m., admission $35, at the Ridgefield Playhouse in Ridgefield. For information, visit the website Ridgefield, R-I-D-G-E-F-I-E-L-D, playhouse.org. Hartford Jazz Jam with Sarah Hanahan takes place Monday at 8 p.m. Admission is free at Black Eyed Sally's in Hartford. For information, visit the website Black Eyed Sally's, S-A-L-L-Y-S, .com. Spring Vacation for the kids, science, puppets, and even pirates. Connecticut Science Center in Hartford. Vacation camps include structured hands-on science activities with STEM educators, as well as supervised free time to explore the Science Center's galleries and exhibits. A different theme every day, April 10th through the 14th, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., grades 1 to 6, $62 per day for members, $65 for employees of businesses in downtown Hartford, $68 per day for non-members. For information, visit the website ctsciencecenter.org/programs/camps. Central Rock Gym in Glastonbury. Spring adventure camps teach campers climbing techniques and how to belay for ages 8 and older. Each day will begin with a short bouldering session to warm up. The rest of the day will be spent climbing, playing games, and completing technique-based challenges. After lunch, the half-day campers head home, while the full-day campers continue to climb, work on team-building challenges, play games, and attend field trips. April 10th through the 14th, half-day $200, 8 a.m. to noon, for ages 6 and older. Full day, $350, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., for ages 8 and older. For information, call 860-659-8260 or visit the website centralrockgym.com. Connecticut Trolley Museum, East Windsor. Easter Bunny Fun Days on April 8th, 9th, 14th, and 15th. The Easter Bunny will roam the grounds and pose for pictures from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Each child will receive an Easter egg full of goodies when they complete an Easter egg scavenger hunt, face painting, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Cost is $3 to $12. Activities April 10th to the 14th, 10 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. include trolley rides operated by period-dressed motormen, trolley cars and artifacts on display, a short film about trolleys, and a gift shop. General admission, ages 13 and up, $10. Seniors 62 plus, $9. Children 4 to 12, $7. Members and children 3 and under are free. For information, call 860-627-6540 or visit the website ct-trolley.org. Ballard Institute and Museum of Puppetry in Stores. A puppet show titled 100 Birds, written, directed, and designed by UConn Puppet Arts Program undergraduate student John Cody, follows Jada Jones, captain of her middle school's basketball team, who finds out that her school doesn't have the money to get the team to their playoff game. The 100 Birds, an intergalactic troop of feathered friends, help Jada after she wishes upon a shooting star. The show includes rod puppets, hand puppets, string puppets, and more. April 7th through the 9th, Friday, 7:30 p.m., Saturday and Sunday, 2 and 7:30 p.m. Free, but tickets must be reserved by calling 860-486-8580 or online at bimp.ticketleap.com. The Children's Museum in West Hartford. Vacation science camps for children entering grades 1 through 6 must be at least 6. Each camp day is packed with scientific investigation, experiments, crafts, and educational games. April 10th through the 14th, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., $70 per day, $60 for members. For information, call 860-231-2824 or visit the website thechildrensmuseumct.org. Also at the Children's Museum during April vacation is Art for Kids, featuring artists from the West Hartford Art League from noon to 3 p.m., included with museum admission. For information, visit the website ctvisit.com/events/art-kids. Roaring Brook Nature Center in Canton. Spring Fever vacation program for kindergarten through fifth grade. Exploration in forest, field, and pond, looking for wildlife, and learning how animals know it's spring. April 10th through the 14th, 9 a.m. to noon. $35 for members, $40 for non-members. Full week, $165 for members, $190 for non-members. Pre-registration with payment is required. For information, visit the website thechildrensmuseumct.org. Mystic Seaport. Pirate Days include a performance of Are You Ready to Be a Pirate? Making pirate souvenirs, playing pirate games, and photo ops with pirates. April 11th and 12th, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Children must be accompanied by an adult. Admission is free for members and $5 per child, plus museum admission of $28.95 to $18.95 for non-members. Registration may be done by calling 860-572-011. A High Seas Planetarium show at 3 p.m. requires an additional ticket. $4 for non-members, $3 for members, and children 5 and younger are free. For information, visit the website mysticseaport.org. Wells Shipman Ward House, South Glastonbury. Colonial Cooking and Playtime for Children on April 11th, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Children ages 8 to 14 will experience life as a colonial child, preparing a simple colonial meal and playing colonial games. Lynn Scarduzio will be dressed in her colonial best, portraying Jerusha Wells, wife of the original owner of the 1755 Connecticut Valley River Mansion, known today as the Wells Shipman Ward House. Lunch is an ancient 18th century macaroni and cheese recipe. The cost is $20. For information, call 860-633-6890 or visit the website hsgct.org. Arts Center East Vernon. Vacation Week Zentangle for ages 7 to 13 runs April 10th through the 14th, 9 a.m. to noon. Zentangle is a relaxing drawing activity for children that involves short strokes to create intricate patterns that can be used to make all kinds of two- and three-dimensional arts. Cost is $175 plus $20 for materials fees. For information, call 860-871-8222 or visit the website artscentereast.org. New England Air Museum, Windsor Locks. Celebrate the arrival of spring with 2 weeks of school vacation week programming at the New England Air Museum beginning April 10th. Three giant exhibit hangars are filled with more than 60 historic aircraft, and daily hands-on activities include build and fly challenges, interactive flight science demonstrations, open cockpit experiences in historic aircraft, and computerized flight simulators. The cost is $12.50 for ages 12 and older, $11.50 for seniors 65 and older, and $7 for ages 4 to 11. Members and children 3 and under are admitted free. For information, call 860-623-3305 or visit the website neam.org. Brass City Rescue Alliance, Halfway Home Animal Rescue, and North Shore Animal League America will hold an Adopt a Pet event at Chester Veterinary Clinic, 264 Middlesex Turnpike in Chester, Connecticut, on Saturday, March 25th, from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., and at PetSmart, 55 Boston Post Road in Orange, on Sunday, March 26th, from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. That's a look at some of the things to do around Connecticut from the pages of the CT Now section of the Hartford Courant for March 23rd. Today's program was made possible by funding from the George A. and Grace L. Long Foundation. If you have a question or need more information on any of the stories I've read, call Chris at 860-727-9579 or toll-free 1-800-708-0004. Those numbers again are 860-727-9579 or toll-free at 1-800-708-0004. I'm Francine Michaud. So long for now.